Good morning, everyone. Today's Monday, which can only mean one thing. It means it's time for Get to Know Night, that weekly show where you ask me questions and I give you answers to the best of my ability. It's pretty early on this Monday morning, but I figured I would do a Get to Know Night before I go to sleep. So let's jump right into it. Let's see. Pineapple asks, you mentioned a couple times that you want to move to New Zealand. Any reason why? Do you have any specific area or place you love in New Zealand? Do you know anyone from New Zealand? I'm asking because I'm a Kiwi myself. I wish there was like a more like specific reason why I wanted to go to New Zealand. The culture is really nice. The climate's wonderful. The people are lovely. Yeah, I don't know. I like there's just a lot that I like about it. It's an island. There's skiing, there's surfing, like, proximally together, which is amazing. I don't know. There's just something that calls me about New Zealand. It always has. My parents wanted to move to New Zealand when I was younger, and we were going to. But then things got in the way, so we never ended up doing that. And it's, like, one of the things I was like, damn, I wish my parents did do that. Because I'd love to grow up in New Zealand. So, yeah. Thank you for the question, Pineapple. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Abby asks, when is Aurora's Brothers series going to start? It's soon. Not this month. But probably maybe, I would say probably January is when the second series is going to start. There's some stuff I got to get together for it. So, but yeah, probably January is when I guess we're doing Pregnancy 2, Electric Boogaloo. But yeah, we'll circle back around for it. But yeah, January is probably when that'll start, if I had to guess. So thank you for your question, Abby. Let's see. Sabrina asks, previously you mentioned you watch F1. Who do you root for and who are you rooting for? I do not like Verstappen. He's rude. Yeah, Verstappen, I don't know. I understand Verstappen, like, as a person. I understand, like, he's all drive, you know. He's all like, he just wants to win. He, like, that is like, if he doesn't win, he isn't happy. And I know a lot of people like that, so like, I get it. I really, really like Carlos Sainz. I love Carlos Sainz. He is the best. I love his personality. I love him as a person. He's great. I want him to win. If he wins, I'm happy. Also, I'm sad that Kimi's gone. Like, that broke my heart. I don't know, like, Mercedes is kind of, like, all over the place this season. I don't, I'm usually a Mercedes fan, which I know will upset a lot of people, but, I gotta support my boy Lewis, so, you know, Mercedes was my number one, but, like, if it is a Mercedes, I usually am not a Ferrari fan, but Carlos Sainz has really, you know, changed my feelings about Ferrari. Charles Leclerc is fine, I think. I don't know. I think Charles Leclerc might be a little overrated. I hope that it's Sainz who takes everything in the end. Anyway, that's my quick F1 take. Thank you for the question, Sabrina. I really appreciate it. Kate A asks, do you like wearing jewelry, like rings or bracelets? No, I never was someone who liked jewelry. On me personally, I like necklaces, bracelets, rings. I never liked having things on me like that. The only ring I'm probably comfortable with is like a wedding band. But that's about it. Yeah, I'm not big on rings or anything like that. So thank you for your question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Mona asks, hi, Kay. So I'm going back to school soon, and I want to know if you have any advice. That's so funny. I had a character in one of the movies I directed named Mona. I'm super nervous and my anxiety is through the roof. Hope you have a good day or night. I'm so sorry you're anxious about going back to school. It's going to be okay is my first bit of advice. You're going to, like, I know it's nerve-wracking and I know you're anxious about it right now, but it's going to be okay because it really will be. I'm assuming it's college, so I would say show up to classes early, at least for the first week. Like, come early so you get, like, a sense of what's going on. If you're, like, afraid to ask questions during class, office hours are always really good. No one ever goes. Your professor will always like you for showing up. and you can ask whatever like questions you were embarrassed to ask during class there in like a much more one-on-one setting, which might be less intimidating than asking a question in front of a bunch of people. Study the syllabus, like know it inside and out, because that shit will save your life. And yeah, and just try to have fun, truly. Like school is only, like school is half the school part, but then the other half is like, you know, the social, the, you know, meeting people, the networking, the experiencing life. And if you aren't getting that part of school, then you're missing out. So I'd say try to find a balance. But yeah, I think you're going to have a great time, Ona, and I don't think you have anything to worry about. It's going to be okay. So I hope that helps. I was always anxious going back to school. Ever since I was like a little kid, I remember being like in fourth grade and having like the biggest pit in my stomach going back to class again, like after summer, being like, oh, I don't want to go back. It's been so good not having to go and all this stuff. So I get it. I get that feeling. I don't know if that ever goes away, but, it's going to be okay. Thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Let's see. Oh, Poppy asks, what do you think/know about British culture? I'm moving to the US for a year abroad for university, and I have no idea what they'll think or expect of me. Also, can you do an English accent? I can, but I won't. I love your audios, by the way. So thank you so much. I don't think Americans have any bad connotations of, I think Americans view Brits and stereotypes. I think that's true for Americans in a lot of things. I think Americans look outward in stereotypes. So they'll have an expectation of like fish and chips and like Love Island and like you're gonna like just be like, if you start talking to an American, you might end up hearing a bad British accent parroted back at you. That's very likely. I think that's going to be the majority of what you'll experience. Americans are going to just, they're going to find the accent novelty, because for us, accents are always novelties. I think it'll be fine. You'll be great. It won't be as bad as you think it is. You'll actually have a ton of fun. I don't know where in America you'll be going, but there's a lot of interesting and fun places from coast to coast. So wherever you end up, I'm fairly certain you'll have a blast. So I hope you have a good time in America. I hope we treat you well. And I hope you have a good time in uni. So anyway, thank you for the question, Poppy. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Liv asks, good morning, Kay. Hope you're doing well. I am doing very well. If you can describe yourself in three words, what would it be? I don't know. I think it would be... No, it's so hard when you have these kind of restrictions, especially when I hate describing myself. It's so hard. People are like, give your, oh man, god, three words to describe myself. I don't know, kind, empathetic. I mean, maybe empathetic goes with kind, so let me get rid of kind. Just get empathetic, creative, I don't know, it's so hard. This question is harder than it should be. It's so fucking hard. Can you guys answer this question for me? I don't know if I can answer it. Self-assessment is like, if you want to talk about some of my weaknesses, like in a, like if this is a job interview, they'd be like, what's your biggest weakness? I'd be like, self-assessment. Please don't make me self-assess. you guys tell me what three traits fucking summarize me, because I don't know what they would be. Honestly, I'm trying to think. Because it's like, I don't know. It's just me, you know? I can't, like... any kind of descriptor I give myself feels like boastful. Like it just feels like too, I don't know. Yeah, maybe humble. Yeah, but that you can't tell, you can't give yourself humble. Yeah, there's no winning here. There's no winning with this answer. Yeah, you guys answered for me. I don't know if I can answer this question in a way where I'm like, yeah, I'm happy with that answer, because I like, yeah, I don't know if I can be like, yeah, he's humble, creative. Oh my God, it sounds fucking terrible. Yeah, there's no answer here. Oh man, thank you, Liv, for the question, or I guess more so, thank you for the riddle. I don't know if I can answer. I'm gonna think on that. Maybe I can come up with a better answer. But fuck yeah, three words to describe myself sounds so hard. Oh man, it's always those questions that are the hardest, funnily enough. Like, what's your favorite song? Or like, describe yourself in easy terms. Those are the ones that really stump me. Because I suck at being succinct, I guess. I don't know. All right, so Billa asks, check-in station, how are you? I'm doing pretty good. I'm tired, but I'm doing good. What's your plans for today? Sleep. I'm sleeping literally from, as soon as I'm done with this, I'm going to bed, and I'm gonna sleep for as long as my body will let me. How did you sleep? Or did you get enough sleep? I've been running on not enough sleep for a while, so I'm excited to get some sleep. Have you eaten? Yeah, I did eat. And has anything fun happened to you this week? Yeah, I watched Top Gun Maverick, which was really good. I was like pleasantly surprised. And yeah, if before you ask, yeah, I cried. Of course I cried. Yeah, I cried like three times in that movie. It was so good. I immediately bought it after watching it. But yeah, thank you for the question, Bella. I really appreciate it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, what do you subtly do to show someone you're interested in them? I think, so like one of my love languages is definitely like quality time or physical touch, and I think both of those things are what I use to express my interest. If I start like making time for you in my life, then you know I like you. Like that's like plain and simple. If I make time for you, it's because you're important, and that's how I show my love, is like making time, because that's the thing I have the least of, unfortunately. Like I wish I had more time. Like it's interesting. You get such a weird interplay with time the longer you live, and you realize how finite it is, even though it technically is infinite. It's a very weird relationship. So yeah, when I if I like someone, it's what I give. I give time because that's like the thing I have that I'm not getting back. So I'm gonna, like, if I love you or I care about you, I'll give you this thing, this like immutable material that I have only finite of, and it's like so precious. So when I give it matters. I don't know. I think I got way deeper in this answer than I needed to, but yeah. So my answer is time. Time's what I give you. If I'm interested in you, as I give you my time. Yeah. Thank you for the question, Anonymous. I really appreciate it. Brie asks, hey Kay, what's your favorite flat ride at any amusement park? Also, have you been to Top Thrill Dragster at Cedar Point? No, I haven't. I've been meaning to get out to Cedar Point, but I haven't gone yet. But it sounds like a lot of fun. Let's see. Flat ride. I think I'm gonna go with the classic and say Ferris wheel. I'm gonna say Ferris wheel. I wonder, does bumper carts count as a flat ride? I'm going off of like Roller Coaster Tycoon rules here. But yeah, I don't know. I think, yeah, Ferris wheel is like such a classic though. It's such a classic. Yeah, Ferris wheel is my answer, I think. I like a good Ferris wheel. Especially one that stops at the top, one that's just rolling through. That's fine, but I want to like a, I give you a moment to enjoy the view, like London Eye, or I mean every city now has an eye basically. Like if you're if you're a major metropolitan, you have an eye. But yeah, I would say Ferris wheel's probably up there. I like bumper cars, but I think like I just wish there was score. I think that's my big gripe with bumper car. I wish there was like score and like much more directionality to it. I don't know how many people know what Disney Quest is or was. I don't. It doesn't exist anymore. But there was like this. It's like an arcade almost that Disney owned. It's called Disney Quest. They were gonna basically do what Dave and Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese did, where they were going to franchise this idea, which is these indoor arcades that were like massive, but also kind of Disney geared and all stuff. And in them, they had a bumper. They had like a bumper car, but it was different. It was like Buzz Lightyear. I think it was. Is it Astro Blaster? I think it's called Astro Blaster. You can Google it. I think it's Buzz Lightyear Astro Blaster. And what you do is it's like bumper cars with the twist. So there's a gun on your bumper car, and you load it with dodgeballs. And if you hit another bumper car, you cause them to spin out. And it was great. You had a gunner and you had a driver. So like in bumper cars, usually there's only one driver, so the second person's not doing anything. So this solves a bunch of problems. It was great. It's wonderful. I'm so sad it's gone. It was like one of those like cool little things. I wonder what happened to those cars and all that stuff. I wonder if they got it probably got auctioned off, or it's either, or it might be in storage still. I wonder. I'm really curious what happened to all those assets they used to build that. But yeah, so yeah, bumper cars would definitely be number two, if that is counting as a flat ride, which I think it is. I think that counts as a flat ride. But yeah, thank you for your question, Bree. I really appreciate it. Do I have time for one more? Yeah, I have one more. Anonymous asks, do you ever cringe at some of the audio requests? Are any too weird, too intense for you to imagine doing an audio for? Cringe? No, I never cringe at an audio request. I don't think I've ever cringed at any of them. And I don't think any of them have been too weird or too intense. I think if I don't do a premise, it's because I am... Usually if I don't do something, it's because I lack the personal experience to embody and then portray it in a way that I feel is authentic. That's usually my answer when I don't do something, because that's usually why I don't do something. It's useful if I have there has to be a nugget of truth. There has to be like a kernel at the center of all of it. If there isn't, then there's nothing for me to build off of. So yeah, if I don't do an idea, it's because I'm just like, oh man, that's outside of something I've experienced so far. But if I experience it, then I can totally like speak on it. But yeah, that's usually why audio requests don't happen. But I've never cringed, and I've never thought like, oh, this is too weird or too intense. There are audio premises that I get that are not safe for work that I'm like, ooh, that might be too intense for my audience. But would I maybe do it? Possibly. But I don't know if I would do it in the same vein or in the same take that the submitter maybe requested. Because I do get some really aggressive, not safe for work request submissions at times. And I contemplate doing some of them. But it's about trying to temper like the aggression with like... So yeah, anyway, I'm getting completely sidetracked. But yeah, long story short, never been cringed. Never been like, that's too intense or too weird. But yeah, I definitely have been like, oh man, I wish I could do this because I wish I had more insight on this situation or this kind of dynamic, so I could be like, oh yeah, I could totally tackle that. But yeah, so thank you for the question. I really appreciate it. And with that brings us to the end of Get to Tonight. If you have a question and you'd like it to be answered, there should be a link down below in the doobly-doo where you can find the Google Forms and ask whatever you like. If you have a submission, I recommend looking for the idea submission line. You should be able to search that on Patreon to find the idea submission line where you can submit whatever idea you have to me. And with that, that's the end of Get to Tonight. I've been Knight. I hope you have a great, great, great rest of your Monday. I'm going to go sleep for the rest of the day. I'll talk to you all later. Bye now.